I'm Vittorio Lepru. I'm member of directors of AGCES. AGCES is Assemblea Generale Italiana del Commercio Equo e Solidale. It means it is the Italian network of fair trade organizations. AGCES is an organization involving 90 different cooperative and enterprise working on fair trade, all based in Italy, promoting and working with fair trade producers all in the world. It involves more than 20,000 people in Italy, 5,000 volunteers promoting fair trade, managing workshops and speaking for fair trade.
How do you know about them? How do you approach, how do you identify them?
When I was a student, I was studying in international cooperation and development at university, and I started to be volunteer. So I started to be volunteering in a shop, trying to support small disadvantaged producers selling their products, and then I started to work with them and entering the board of directors.
Here or?
Here in Italy, and then of course I also traveled a lot to meet and to work together with the small producers in India, Nepal, Vietnam and Ecuador. My experience today is that fair trade is an extremely interesting tool to support, to provide income to poor producers, especially in food market and in craft market. And I could also make a research on this issue and how we can find positive impact in different situations and with different kind of positive impact in income, in participation and finance. In India, I work mostly with farmers working in cotton, and working with cotton farmers in fair trade and organic supply chain, it was meaning to provide them seeds, and seeds that they could reproduce and not going to buy in the market. It was meaning to give them a salary much higher than the one given by the market. You know that in some part of India, we had a huge number of suicides of farmers, especially in Maharashtra region, the central region, for the difficult situation where the farmers had to work. So fair trade was a useful way to escape from the trap of poverty, thanks to the pre-financing, thanks to the fair price, and thanks to the partnership and support to develop a full supply chain of fair trade organic products. Fair trade is not only a cooperation model. First of all, it's a partnership. So it means that all the producers, all the communities we work with, we know. We are partners to develop a different kind of economy. It means that we visit directly them and they come to visit us. So that's the basis of fair trade. So we are sure because we work with them and they trust us and they come to visit us. And reciprocally, we watch each other and we control each other and we cooperate each other. That's the meaning of cooperation. So no middlemen, direct relation from the organization of fair trade and the producer of fair trade that are part of the same movement.
How do you get the Italian legislation on your side?
Well, in Italy in this moment there is not a national law on fair trade, but there are 10 regional laws. So we work actively to involve public authorities to support and recognize fair trade. So nowadays, there are 10 regions in Italy that are recognizing and supporting fair trade. For example, Rome is a very interesting example because we can say that this municipality of Rome is the main customer of fair trade product. In fact, in the schools, in the public schools, every day 400,000 meals are served using fair trade banana and chocolate banana and fair trade chocolate. And so it's compulsory. So the municipality of Rome made a choice to support fair trade. It's extremely interesting.
Where comes the banana and the chocolate?
Well, the banana comes from Ecuador, Costa Rica, and Peru. And the chocolate comes from Ghana, from Dominican Republic, from Bolivia. The legislation, the regional legislation in this moment, they recognize fair trade, they define and they defend. So that's our... In reality, we are not asking when we go to talk with the authorities a huge amount of money, no? Because when there is a lot of money, everybody goes. We want to be recognized, no? Even because fair trade, as a partnership within producers and organization can be sustainable only if it can work without support. Of course, support is important to expand, no, to go deep somehow. But anyway, the normal trade can be done, should be done without external support. That's our mission. Sometimes we have the idea that fair trade is something that people from north bring to south. It's not like that. Fair trade is connecting people that have similar vision and similar ideas. Because fair trade, we can say that it's born in Northern Europe. It's not really like that. In India, there was Gandhian economy. In Latin America, there was Economia Solidaria. And in Africa, other experience. So wherever, it was the connection of people who understand economy as something that should put people before profit. And people have the aim of the economic system and connecting them. This is fair trade. My next project in this moment, we are working a lot on the creating a full fair trade fashion supply chain. It's extremely important. We know food is the first because what we eat is what we are. But dress is the second because what we put on ourselves is what we want to be. So this is the main consumptions of people. So giving the opportunity to make consumption in an ethical and responsible way for food and textile products is one of the main focus for our activities. And in this moment, I'm working actively to promote fair trade fashion supply chains. For example, next week we're arriving some our partners from India. They're working on fashion. One of our partners were going to create a collection. We already created a collection with a famous Italian designer, Marina Spadafora, for example, and connecting different producers all around the world. In this case, one of them is Indian. And we are trying to create shops dedicated to ethical fashions and to promote them also with the help of our partners that are coming here to promote and speak for, to tell their stories and to be the first testimonials of themselves.
And how does it impact on the poorest women in India?
But that's extremely important. Many women, for example, are benefited. Our producer can work giving job to poor women in the suburbs, in the slums of Mumbai. In other case, they work with the poor women in the countryside around Kolkata. And poor women are also involved often in the field. You know that most of time poverty is women. So when we work with the poorest people in the world, many times the poorest of the poor are women. So there are in many cases, in all the cases of fair trade with different accent and aspect, we are supporting poor women, giving them advantage in terms of, first of all, of income. Of course, more we work in all the phases of the supply chain, more we go deep, bringing the fair trade principles and the fair trade impact all along the supply chains.